Hello, hello, and welcome to PeteCast, the podcast where we explore the world of running, literal literature, grammar, and running through the eyes of our hero, the wonderful Pete. Join us as we delve into the books that inspire him, the intricacies of proper language use, and the joys and challenges of hitting the pavement. Whether you're a fellow bookworm, a language aficionado, or a fitness enthusiast, Pete always has words of guidance and encouragement for you. And we at PeteCast Podcast Show has something for you. So sit back, relax, and embark on this literally and linguistically adventure with us as we learn and grow, hopefully as awesome as the awesome Pete. Awesome! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, PeteCast! PeteCast! Books and grammar, awesome, PeteCast, PeteCast. Live, laugh, love his best life, PeteCast, PeteCast. Bringing you the best of Pete, yeah! Hello, hello and welcome to this episode of PeteCast with me, your host, myself, Jamuel Jameson. This is episode 412 coming at you with all guns a-blazing because it relates to the rotation of the Earth around the Sun, and Pete loves both these celestial objects. But more than that, orbiting around the Sun leads to anniversaries, and as we all know, it's the anniversary of Pete's birthday on the 16th day of the 10th of June, probably Pete's favouritest time of year. Remember to send your gifts and praise to the usual address. There is nothing that Pete likes more than receiving both praise from PeteCast listeners, but also from his many Pete-ciples from around the world. Regardless of your level of Pete-cipleship, Pete always needs badly written messages to grammar correct. And speaking of Pete-ciples, as we near this special time of 3 days before the 30th of June, sightings of Pete often naturally increase in numbers. And so many of you have been writing, sending, delivering messages to us here at PeteCast. So thank you very much for all of those. Let's listen in now to some of the spottings that we've heard about.
I was walking along the seafront in Brighton and I spotted Pete in the distance, setting up his telescope. I knew it was him. He was wearing one of his signature orange t-shirts and a bucket hat. I thought I could hear singing, but I wasn't sure, so I moved in a little closer. I was right. Pete was passionately singing Coldplay's Yellow at the top of his lungs. Every now and then he would pause to explain to passers-by that he loved Chris Martin and his band Radiohead, and that they were far superior to Meatloaf in every way. As I got closer, I could see his t-shirt had a slogan across the back. It said, "I don't eat meat. Please ask me questions about it."
I first met young Peter in April 1965 when he came to me with an idea for a card game called Crumplehoof. I said to him, "That's bullshit. I've never seen anyone run away so fast."
Let me tell you a story about the one and only, the fastest ex-ginger in Hove, my friend and yours, Pete. Pete, as many of you may know, is one of the loony lefty liberal elite. Not only does that mean that he's been a Jeremy Corbyn fan since before you ever heard of him, but he attends Britain's finest hemp and smug power festival, Glastonbury. Pete has been going to Glastonbury since he had hair. Yes, that long. He can normally be found smearing wet chalk and food colouring into a young person's face and telling them they look like a clown. He also sometimes works in the kids' field. One year, I was lucky enough to attend said festival. I bumped into Pete in the late night section. He was wearing his legendary orange suit while drinking a cup of hot mushroom broth. He said to me, "Imagine, just imagine, if Magic Grandpa had won in 2017, this could have been what life was like all the time."
This section portion of PeteCast is sponsored by our sponsor, Easy Quotes. Easy Quotes are easy inspirational quotes for your wall. Want to feel happier? Easy Quotes. Want to motivate yourself and others with words over images? Easy Quotes.
Buy some inspirational quotes posters from us. Live, laugh, love like you've never danced, like no one is watching. Order now to get 20% off.
Easy Quotes. Just visit easyquotes.com and enter the voucher code number GINGEER. You're welcome.
Thanks, ChatGPT. Here in the Peakcast studio, we have a great Easy Quotes frame print. White text on an iridescent orange background, just like a first-level Pete Seipel badge. And it's one of Pete's favourite mantras. Speak love to yourself. Beautiful. Remember, it'll soon be the 5th week of June, that special time of long daylight hours in the Northern Hemisphere and increased Pete sightings from around the world. So let's listen in to some more of your messages.
Whilst Pete was living with me in 2019, we discussed all things books, music and Skag. Occasionally, one of us would cook for the other, and this was especially so if Pete was finishing off some work in the evening. One time, whilst I was making our stir fry, I caught a glimpse of his screen. He was coding something called Peterson, and when I asked him about it, he described it as a digital marketplace of tat chucked in my tiny room. He described Bezos as an absolute ledge, and said, "I don't really care what I'm selling, as long as the shits give me their Bitcoin."
You know, I was there for Pete's final ever night of drinking, and it was a works office Christmas party, and Pete was the soul of that place, which meant that the party was kind of his and two of his favourite things combined to make it something largely unhinged, actually. And the first was Fisk, which is a former Fishman's Friend's so alcoholic it's practically weaponized and I think banned outside NATO, and music. So Fisk and music, music and Fisk. And Pete is on the decks, Santa hat on, and obviously being the man of destiny was in that moment, it was wall-to-wall meatloaf. So Paradise by the Dashboard Lights comes on, and it turns out Pete can blast out every single word, all 11 minutes of them. Bat Out of Hell comes on, and Pete is literally up on the kitchen side, dancing on top of the microwave. Lionel Richie comes on, and Pete couldn't wait to be hoisted upside down to be dancing on the ceiling. And the only real misstep was when that Tom Jones song came on that was made famous by the Full Monty. You know, the "You can leave your hat on." And obviously it would have been a lot more wholesome if Pete had. But the kids had gone home by that point, and what a send off to his drinking ears.
A couple of years ago, I ran a half marathon in the south of France with Pete. And at the food stop, he had a massive banana. And then later that day, we went on his iPad looking at the pictures of the race.
Well, it's Overtime Mailbag, and you've been... We're inundated every week. This one's come in from, let's see, Matt. He says, "Dear Peakcast, dear Jamuel, Dear Jamuel, my wife recently told me to go to the supermarket, which I diligently did. However, she says, after I filled everything with groceries, she says, I didn't go to the supermarket because the trip does not appear on Strava. What should I do?" Well, Matt, well, this sounds very challenging. As we know, Pete has always got our best interests at heart. So what I'd say is this: maybe life as Pete, when I've spoken to Pete in the past, he would say it's not all about running. Running's very important, but it's not all about running. Some things matter too, like books and grammar. So maybe you could prove or show your worth to your wife by explaining some of the grammatical errors that you found in the supermarket while you were there. So sure, your journey there and back may not be recorded on Strava web online application, but you can still show your worth by explaining how the sign had the comma in the wrong place. This is the kind of thing that would give Pete joy. And when we give Pete joy, then the whole world feels a better place. I hope you find that helpful. Well, that's quite enough for the mailbag. Let's move along. As we all know, literature, literally books, are the stir that straws Pete's drink. This week's book of the month is 50 Shades Darker, one of the wonderful Pete's favourites. And all you lucky members of Pete's book club can get this book for 50% off. Just enter the code
GINGERNUTS1 at the checkout to apply your discount. That's GINGERNUTS1. Let me spell that for you so there is no ambiguity. That's JINJANUTZONE. And if I was to use one of Pete's awesome Americanisms that we all know he's so fond of, I would say this is hella rad, y'all. You should totally check it out. And I'm about halfway through 50 Shades Darker, and let me tell you, friends, oh, there's nothing else that would keeps me up at night thinking about it, you know. And Pete often is up at night thinking about it, as we all know. So there we go. An offer for you all, only open till next week, and then it's got to move on. We'll be moving on to one of next Pete's favourites, which he's been going on about for ages, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of PeteCast. It was brought to you today by myself, Jamuel Jameson, along with your production team, Bames Juth and Kat Mullins. And now we would like to close with our PeteCiple anthem. A 1, 2, 3...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Peter. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. You can edit this later.
Yep.